With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is real. This is me. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be now. Gonna let the light shine on me. I am who I am. Totally. No more hiding who I'm meant to be. This is me.
That's a little... Is Me by Brooke Bridget, and originally performed by Demi Lovato.
In the seminal masterpiece Camp Rock. Mazel to Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra on an insanely beautiful wedding.
Did you see Sophie Turner in the bridal party? I fucking love her.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm so sad I didn't
see that. She's having the time of her damn life.
Of course she is. How could you not? It was like a multi-day festival.
A festival. Ugh.
Beautiful
Speaking
people.
Of festivals, happy Hanukkah.
Oh, the festival of lights.
You guys, I feel like I've lived an entire year since we last did this podcast.
Yeah? Tell me about it.
Dead. Well, my brother starred on Broadway. Well, I do teach yoga.
He sure did.
My brother starred on Broadway, and I'm just telling everybody around. I'm like, I sit down every beginning of every yoga class. I'm like, hi, I'm Brooke. I'm teaching. I got to see my brother star on Broadway this week, so I want you to think about something that you are proud of, and that's what pulls us into class. But I'm like, my brother is the lead in Harry Potter.
I mean,
and I love to say it. He was so good. He was perfect. I cried.
There
the
was
first
so much love. Happening.
5 minutes, and then I was like nervous during the stuff that we practiced, and then literally part two started, and he came on stage, and he was like, he said something, and I was like, I forgot, like out loud. He did everything so well.
Oh,
the whole cast was just like, you could tell it was so beautiful. Everyone was so happy, and him and the guy who played Albus just like have such a great love for each other.
Oh,
and you could tell, and it was so nice to watch.
What a life event, honestly.
What a life event. And then our friend of the pod, Dylan Pager, opened the Share show last night, and I got to go to that. And honestly, though, Bridget, I was a fucking superhero yesterday. So I found out I was going to the Share opening Sunday night.
Yes.
I was like, fuck, I don't know. I only have this one dress that, like, feels appropriate for Cher. Like, maybe if I have time, I'll, like, run to Zara and, like, buy something with glitter. No. I have to teach at 10:30, and nothing will be open before then.
Mm-hmm.
I am done teaching at noon. I had to go right to babysitting. I babysat from 12:30 to 4:30, and I had to be at the Cher show at 6.
Oh, my God.
So I showered after I taught. I got Issa. She fell asleep in the stroller. So I went I took her to Sephora in the stroller, and I put on a full beat.
Oh my God. You're a genius.
I went while she was still sleeping. We went home, and then I was like, Raquel was like, you do whatever you need. Like, go do that. And I was like, okay. And then I used her hair iron while Issa was still sleeping. And I did my hair.
Wow.
So I left my – I took a cab from their apartment to my house, and I got home at like 4:50, and I threw on my dress. I wish I had just like bought – I wish I had better boob tape. That was my only qualm, because like I pulled that shit off.
Yeah,
and
you did.
I felt real – I didn't get a full picture of the whole Luke, but Justin Barbin was there, and he got
– fun.
He got a good picture of all of us.
Oh, I'm so glad Justin was there. I love that.
It's always so special. It was amazing. I loved the Cher show.
Isn't it so fucking fun?
I'm so proud of Dylan.
Yeah,
and he, like, made the party happen, which was just, like, so special.
Yeah.
And it was, like, a fun crew.
Good for him.
I accidentally got really, really high between the show and the party. Ooh, I like yes. hadn't really, because in all that time, I didn't have time
you
to
didn't
eat.
So
I was like, I'll know that there's food at the party. But I got really, really high and we're in the cab and I was just like, this is going to be, our friend Matt was with us and we were both like on the same page there. But I was like, I'm worried, like I'm not going to be able to walk. Like that is how stoned I feel. But we get there and
the adrenaline hit.
We were just there and there was a lot of famous people. The first person I saw at the show was Christine Baranski.
Wow.
Which was like, fuck. Which like is huge for me. And then I was confronted with someone I didn't want to see. Uh-huh. And then we were sitting kitty corner from Tina Fey, but we get to the party. It was insane. We get to the party and I see Christine Baranski again. And I took a creepy picture of her ankles. But then Alex Gold, who went to Northwestern,
yes.
who I know also loves Mamma Mia, was like, Brooke. Well, literally in the car, I was like, I know. I saw Eric Bergen. I saw this actor, Eric Bergen, and I was like, Eric Bergen is here. He's dating Jessica Keenan-Wynn. That means Jessica Keenan-Wynn is also here. They're in the same place. So Alex was like,
My heart is pounding.
Don't
just
look
listening.
Too fast. I turned around, and Jessica Keenan-Wynn and Christine Baranski were hugging.
Oh.
And I just went to Mamma Mia heaven. I was just like, I was so excited. I can't even tell you.
You went from Cloud 9 3/4 to Mamma Mia Heaven. Just what a week.
Cloud 9 3/4 was some of my best work.
I mean, it was impeccable. Was the organic moment it happened when you said it to your mom in that video? Yeah, I thought so. Incredible.
So I saw that and it was just like, we just had such a fun time. And Dylan wasn't his like my favorite kind of drunk Dylan.
Oh, he's the best like that.
It was unbelievable.
I mean, what a night of his life though.
I know.
I'm so proud.
And so I've had just like a big weekend like celebrating my friends.
That's what a wonderful weekend.
Yeah.
Between that on yesterday and between me yesterday and tonight, we've had a very like Sex in the City-esque week.
Yes.
Because last night I went to an event at Tavern on the Green in Central Park, which was gorgeous and very fun. And there was lots of champagne and hors d'oeuvres.
I feel like I saw someone Sex in the City tangential.
Oh, also one of the panelists. Oh, did you?
I don't know. I don't remember. I think I just was like, maybe Chris Noth will be here because these other two people from his show are here. But I was and there was no one else from Mamma Mia too there.
I mean, look at what you were gifted.
I had a Tanya moment. I'm a greedy girl. I got to watch Cher sing. So
I mean, what a night.
Oh, what a night. That's Jersey Boys.
Oh, what a night. And then tonight, I just came from an event at Bergdorf Goodman.
Yes.
Which also felt very
We are very
Sex
glamorous.
In the City. I mean, I'm not, but I find myself in glamorous situations.
We got the Uber. We like popped in and it was like, Kyle, me in a ball gown. Like,
yes.
Aisle. And I was like, this feels like we're like, get us to the, like we have to race right? to the thing. I was like, get us to this thing now. it was very fun.
Yeah. What a good, you know? What a good. This weekend I also, on Saturday, our friend Sam came over and we had a big brunch with Ari, which was delicious and very fun. And then we went over to our friend Emma's house because she lives really close. She lives with Matt Kiyawa.
Oh, fun.
Which was super fun. And she made us this like incredible dinner. And it was just a nice weekend of like kind of adult friend niceness.
Celia and I are not back super adult to playing way. Pandemic.
Yes.
Sunday we played Pandemic Legacy Season 2.
I still have yet to play ever.
You need to play just regular Pandemic.
I know. Hi, Brooke.
Hi, Bridget.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to
Splat, the adult podcast.
Where me, adult Bridget.
And me, adult Brooke.
Talk about Sex in the City.
Adults. 10 years adults later. Nope, 10 years adults younger.
And 20 years adults later. Gorgeous.
I'm an adult.
I'm an adult. I'm an adult.
I'm wearing these pants from Lulu that I got that are...
They're so good.
They're so good. They're like, they're called like in the studio joggers. And I'm like, I'm an adult. I'm like, I'm living my like, I feel like I'm like the cool freshman in acting school that I wasn't.
Oh, I'm so happy you can fulfill that feeling, honestly.
Because I'm wearing like cool Lulus. I'm wearing like a tight black.
They're perfect in that they look like they're like a cross between leggings and sweatpants.
Yes.
They're amazing.
They're two sizes too big, but they have a drawstring, and I wanted them to be baggy because of my booty. If I wanted leggings, I would have bought leggings. But
Because of your booty. We exchanged winks for all y'all out there who aren't in this room with us.
I hope you heard it, wink. Britta has lit a beautiful candle.
Isn't it so yummy?
It's just, it smells like Christmas.
The event that I was at on Monday, I knew the panelist, and she got a special gift bag, and I got one of the regular ones, which had a book in it she wanted, and she was like, I hate candles. And I was like, what? She was like, just take this candle.
Tradesies. This is my phone background now.
I am obsessed with it.
It's so nice.
It's the Nat Geo photo, right?
Of a beluga whale.
Look at the beluga. It's just hanging out
there.
It's
just so content.
I have an accompaniment photo to this that is a baby hippo. Da-da-da-da. You might even.
That's an accompaniment photo.
Yeah, really well done.
You mean an accompanying photo?
Yes, I do. I thank you for rolling with me in my mouth. That's just a little hippo hanging in the water. Do you know the one I'm talking about? Oh, it's amazing. Anyway, should we talk about this show?
Yes. This episode is another. You guys, season 6. We should have just done a podcast about season 6 because I could talk about this episode for hours.
I don't know. We needed to hit our stride and the show needed to hit it, you know. So one of the other panelists at this show who I met at the event, who was really cool. She's a dietitian who graduated in 2008 from Northwestern. But she was wearing a necklace with her name on it, like a Carrie necklace. And we talked about it. And I was like, is that from Sex and the City? And she was like, no, but I'm going to say it is from here on out. Like, I love it. And then I told them about this. And she was like, I'm going to listen. And I said, please start at least 6 episodes in. But it was fun. Anyway, this episode is called Pick a Little, Talk a Little. Brooke's thrilled about it.
Pick a Little, Talk a Little. Pick a Little, Talk a Little, which, if you are not familiar, is a song from beloved musical The Music Man, starring your friend and mine, Craig Bearco.
Our guy, Craig Bearco. Our guy! He makes a return. So it opens in on Samantha playing housewife and vacuuming.
And it's a New York City statistical fact that once every 7 minutes and Samantha gets a man in a ski mask. An unsuspecting
woman. And then she goes, and
it's Jerry.
Rips the mask
you guys,
off,
I'm
and he
sorry.
Tells her to shut the fuck up, and it's Jerry.
I am shook that his name is Jerry.
And it's Jerry Jarrett. They really hammer it home. I think that's why you were thinking of it.
It's not. You'll know why.
Okay.
You'll learn why soon. Okay, but okay. I just like, I'm shook.
Yeah, they really did that. So it's a whole fantasy thing. He's tying Samantha up. She's in distress. I'll do anything. And he keeps telling her to shut the fuck up. And
she's like, you shut the fuck up and fuck me. And it's very hot.
The point is also it's a joke, sort of, because he's an actor. So
she's leaning in.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I, as an actor, only have role play sex.
Of course. You have to hone your craft at every possible moment.
All the world's a stage. So.
Of course. This beautiful Samantha woman is now at dinner, drinks, whatever
this
happening.
This beautiful Samantha woman, as if we've never met her before.
We haven't like this.
This is Samantha Jones. She's a protagonist in the television show that we're doing a podcast
about. Sorry, where are we and what's happening?
We are in
Planet Earth. Our solar system under the Milky Way. Okay. Samantha is telling them how refreshing it is to be with someone who has sex outside of the box. And it turns out that Carrie has brought Burger to their drinks foursome, and he's making them all laugh.
Well, and it's like he just has to like listen to them like rant about.
And, yeah. They kind of keep doing this thing where they're like, is this too much girl talk for you? And he's like, no.
Only Miranda does that.
That's true. Samantha says fantasies are healthy and harmless. Don't you agree?
And he goes, as a guy, I've been under the impression that rape or anything in the rape family is just not a good idea.
I was like, what? First of all, what does that mean?
What a great guy. I know. Wow.
The bar is buried in the ground. Wow. The bar is buried in the ground.
This guy thinks that anything that could be perceived as rape is
off limits.
Oh my God. What a time. Take me back. Just kidding.
Sweet 2003. The living was easy. And Samantha says that's not the only scenario. Sometimes he's Senator Smith, which I'll see. Holy shit. Welcome to Splat, everyone.
You know the classic Ella Fitzgerald song, 2003.
Oh, no. Of course. Brooke just kicked the, my wall hanging of photos. Brooke has the same one because she liked mine.
It's true.
Makes me happy. She says Senator Smith, Accountant Smith, whatever it is.
Like, okay, enough. Miranda, how was your day with the real estate guy?
And he was cute, like, kind of funny. Samantha gets a call, and she's like, sorry, it's the doctor. I might have mumps.
Because it's Dr. Smith.
Right, Dr. Smith. Excuse me, he thinks I may have the mumps. Why? Yes, I'm swollen.
Why the mumps?
Because she wanted to be swollen.
So Miranda got kissed twice by this guy. But he didn't
come upstairs.
And you can see Burger tense up because he's about to decode all of woman.
Well, she says, too much girl talk. And he's like, no. And she says, I invited him up, but he had stuff in the morning and extenuating circumstances, blah, blah, blah.
And Carrie and Charlotte are like, well, he could have this, that, and this.
Right. And they're also encouraging in this, like, two kisses is very promising.
He wants to take it slow. And Berger's like, he's just not that into you. And everyone is like, and Carrie's like, how fucking dare. And Charlotte goes bug-eyed. And Miranda's like,
well, you asked. And if you really want my impression, guys will always come up if they're invited.
No, if they like you.
Right, Kara's right, like, right, what about right. Sorry, like a guy who likes you will always aside. Come up if he's interested. Yeah.
And so he like talks about it.
Look, I'm really sorry, but when a guy's really into you, he's coming upstairs, meeting or no meeting. There you go. And Carrie goes, that is ludicrous.
You're fired.
what about extenuating circumstances?
See beautiful Tony Award winning, Emmy Award winning, Oscar Award winner. No.
Not Governor Award winner, unfortunately.
Wait, no, she has an Emmy, a Grammy, and a Tony.
Yes. She's
missing. I'm so sorry, Cynthia.
Someday. We have faith. But she's basically, the wheels are a-turning in her head. But she's also like, no, I love this.
She's like, you just, and Charlotte's, he's like, there are no mixed signals. And Charlotte's like, I have spent my entire life
decoding signals.
And Carrie's like, my whole career is based on transmitting mixed signals.
Yeah. Which I also think that Berger's being really black and white. You know, they all are.
That's this whole show.
It is. It's extremes.
It's just like, yes. But what he says is with guys, it's very simple. If we're into you, we're coming upstairs. We're booking the next date. There are no mixed messages. And I'm like, sure. I think like booking the next date, I don't know. I can't.
I mean, it's just not true what he's saying is the thing.
Right. I'm like, man, maybe I just like, no. Because no, sir. And we learned that at the end of the episode that like
there
are extenuating circumstances.
I'm also curious like why he thinks he kissed her twice if he wasn't interested at all.
Yeah.
Like, surely the dude would have gotten out of one or both of those kisses if he truly wasn't interested in her.
I've kissed a guy politely.
Yeah, I mean, same, but I wouldn't do it again.
Maybe twice.
Maybe. Maybe, just maybe. Oh, how good is this candle?
It's so good. It keeps, like, taking me out.
Yeah, I wish I could
Bridget share is it with also you wearing all. Such a beautifully cozy sweater.
It's one of the things I got from from American Eagle, and I'm thrilled with it.
Yeah.
You. Some of your sweaters inspired me, honestly. That waffle one I loved so much from Hill's Closet. I'm just now realizing Hillary, I haven't been thinking about it since.
That's all you, my baby girl.
Hi. Miss you. Ugh. Okay. So, Miranda says, I've spent my whole life deciphering my mixed messages. Carrie says, I've made a career out of it. And Miranda's
He's
like,
just not that into me.
Okay. And Charlotte is not having it.
Uh-uh.
Carrie goes, oh, honey, ignore this person, pointing at Berger. Look, if he's not into you, the guy's obviously a weenie. Miranda's like, no, I love it.
She's like, it's the most liberating thing I have ever heard. How much time in therapy I could have saved if I had known this. I'm like, huh. Cut to Brooke spending 45 minutes about something that that would have been solved.
Right.
So, and Berger's like, you're going to get an uncomfortable email that's like, I'm sorry, I haven't called.
I'm in a place where there are no phones. that's his prediction. And, okay, so I just think this is funny because the narration is, they talked about, like, how much he liked her friends all the way home. And it cuts to them opening the door, and he's like, Charlotte is a trip, and Samantha's hilarious. They all are. And Miranda, how could you not like Miranda? And it's just funny because ostensibly they've been having this conversation the whole way home, and yet he's just getting to basic traits about each of them. Exactly. TLDR.
She's like, they thought you were hilarious.
She goes, I love that you loved her about Miranda. Oh, God, she loved you. They all did. Oh, because after Burger's like giving her the tough love, Miranda mouths.
I love him. I almost just mouthed it, which I realized would have been unhelpful in this context. I'm glad you whispered. They're a tough crowd. And he's like, I'm a tough crowd.
She goes, okay, your choice. Fudgesicle or Nutty Buddy? And he picks the Nutty Buddy. And she's like, I wanted the Fudgesicle. We're perfect.
And they hug. And then this moment... I watched it twice.
I did too. And really? I watched it with my hands over my mouth.
So,
which he puts his hand over her mouth and he's like, listen, I just have to say something to you.
And I don't want you to say anything back, okay?
Promise.
And she nods and it's scary. And he goes, I love you.
I love you. And she goes, he takes his
hands off. She explodes.
She goes, I love you too. And I'm not just saying that because you said it to me. I promise. I was going to say it before. I've been thinking it the whole night.
I'm such a Carrie.
I know. This reminded me. I mean, I had almost this exact experience in the first time someone told me they loved me. And it was the night that I was waiting for my nephew to be born. I knew my sister was in labor. And he stayed up with me all night. And it was played out very similarly to that, honestly.
Oh, my God. My first I love you experience was such a nightmare. Actually, the first time someone told me they loved me, I didn't love them. Mm-hmm. And I think I said, I think I was like,
oh, no.
Like, I love that for you.
You no, did not
I
didn't.
I definitely.
I love that for you.
I definitely didn't. No. I was, like, in high school.
Oh, that's so funny. Imagine telling someone you loved them. They said, I love that for you. Brooke, I love you so much.
I love that for you. No, I adore you more than more than there are stars in the sky.
It's mutual.
And then Maya, I love you. I mean, the first person that I really, truly loved could not say I love you to me for like 6 months. And it was great when he finally said that. It.
Yeah, but that was agonizing. But it was a
tough time.
Uh-huh.
The other person who told me they loved, that was a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was like, I just don't, we said it to each other before, and so we're going to, I'm just going to say it, but it's,
it differently.
And then, like, the next day.
Because you've been friends, like, such good friends.
And the next day, we, like, said it as we said goodbye, and he was stopped, and he was just like, oh, we say that now. And I was like, oh, you little bear.
Little bear.
Yeah. Anyway.
In my euphoric state. So she goes to Zabar's and meets Charlotte, who is
Jewish,
haggling for some stuff.
Remember what I was saying?
This is so funny to me.
When
she's
like
writing.
The lean thing.
Well, yes. But first, Carrie goes, I'm just so in love. And Charlotte's response is, I'm in love too. And then she's like, I'm so happy for you.
Oh, but also I wanted to talk about this because... She was like, there's only one person I can go to talk to about this. And Carrie goes to Charlotte, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I was like, this is so real. Mm-hmm. Like, there are people, like, who you go to when you get, like, information about things. Like, when you want to get... And Carrie, we've talked about this with Carrie, especially in the first season, I think, even. About how Carrie...
Because each of them are a different part of her consciousness. Uh-huh.
But
they're her horcruxes.
They're her horcruxes. But like Carrie goes to who she needs to go to in order to get validated. And that is such a key component of Carrie's personality is that it is really hard for her to hear a dissenting opinion from her own. So she will seek out advice from the person who will tell her what she wants to hear
about the thing.
And this
yes,
is just like
totally.
Such a good example of that. Because of course, Charlotte, who like it converted to Judaism after like 3 months of dating is like, love, love, love. Oh, wait. You figured out a really...
Oh, I did. I was going to talk about this. I'm so glad you reminded me. So last episode, I was like, wait, I feel like the timeline with Aiden and the baby is way off. And Brooke rightfully pointed out we have no real timeline. But here's the thing. There is actually a timeline to estimate it by because it happens over the course of Miranda's pregnancy. So at the end, when they, at the end of the season, like when they break up and all of the events go down, Miranda's like about 6 months pregnant. And when the next season picks back up, Brady is about 6 months old. So that means that Aiden and Carrie broke up. He spent a month in bed. He dated Nina, that other girl. Then he either got married or had a baby, and then that baby was 6 months old in a 9 month period. So it's truly impossible. Like, I think Carrie might have had a fever dream on the street to clear her consciousness, because otherwise it's impossible.
Anyway, that's so funny.
I know.
Charlotte is,
well, here's, I, all I wanted to say was in response to what you were, you brought up about Carrie going to Charlotte. In this case in particular, I think it's a little less for pure validation for me and more that she doesn't want anyone to rain on her parade.
Uh-huh.
Because it is pretty lovely and true. Yes. And I think she knows that. She's not like insecure about this, but insecure about how fast it is. And she knows that either Samantha or Miranda probably won't have, especially Miranda, who's like struggling so much right now with the whole love
thing.
So she just wants someone who's going to like buoy her through it.
Yeah.
I'm in love.
So cute.
And then Charlotte talks about herself. I love Harry so much it hurts.
She goes, sometimes I look at Burger and he's so cute. I just want to squeeze his face off. I'm like,
I know that feeling.
I get that.
I know, me too. Hang on really fast. Did you see this tweet I made today?
I haven't been on Twitter.
I'm really proud of it. It says, me to me January through November. Don't fuck it up. Don't fuck it up. Me to me in December to the tune of Carol of the Bells. Don't fuck it up. Don't fuck it up. Don't fuck it up. Don't fuck it up.
You're so funny.
Thank you. I knew you would appreciate it.
Let me retweet it right now.
It's made me laugh every time it's come back up. It just fits. And then you get to don't fuck it up. Don't fuck it up. It's really fun.
I think that you could scan it better, but I'm proud of you.
I couldn't is the thing, because I'm me. You can scan it better. I barely know what that means. Oh, Sweet Potato Brook. What a good one. I just realized I still had Boo Ridge the other day.
Oh, yeah. I need to think of a new one.
Mm-hmm, me too. Anyway. Hello, this show.
So it's Charlotte's first Shabbos, and she's cooking a big traditional dinner for Harry. So this is comes back to my point that women or people who convert are more religious than actual Jews. And we, like, get a taste of that. But I'm like, this is for Charlotte.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, I'm doing this for Harry. But, like,
it's not.
Harry doesn't observe Shabbat.
Shabbos. He clearly is not worried about this. And every scene, I mean, every still of this that I've paused on, Charlotte has crazy eyes.
And he goes, here's your brisket. And she goes, listen, I said lean. And she's like, I'm Jewish.
Look at me. Carrie does the famous wink. But she also, Carrie has gotten really good at this smile and like lean back and like half nod thing where she's like swallowing anything and trying
Sarah
to like support
Jessica
it.
Sarah Jessica Parker is like,
what is happening to her
so
knees?
So good. She has their stockings. Okay. And so Berger's book has arrived in the mail and she's going to tear it apart.
It's called Hurricane Pandora. Sure you love me, but can you love my book?
B.
And by book, I mean dick.
Dick. No, I think he means a literal book.
No, he definitely means his dick. He wrote a whole book, just ask
And
her
so
that.
Jerry is dressed as a sexy accountant, blah, blah,
I'm sorry,
blah.
Miss Jones, but you owe the U.S. government $300,000 in back taxes.
This
but
is such a...
Auditor Smith, I don't have that kind of money.
Dumb Samantha.
You ready? Here comes. What are you going to do? Take the shirt off my back?
And he's like... And she goes, take the shirt off my back. And so he does. Her boobs.
I know. Her. It's really unreal. Now, this is what I call internal review.
Revenue, babe. Internal revenue.
God damn it. In my fantasy, Hurricane Pandora would be brilliant. And in reality...
.. It was! And so much more.
Fantasy becomes reality. Knocking. So...
Burger shows up and he's like, did you finish it? If it's not... gotta go.
It's over between us. I just finished it just this minute, I swear. What, did you stop for meals? Hey, it's been 2 days.
He goes, I can't date a slow
reader.
It's
400 pages.
And I'm like,
oh,
you're
God,
so
I love
sexy.
It. I hate it so much. I texted Brooke. I love him very much.
Okay, except that, so basically what transpires
he shuts down when,
is
yeah.
that Carrie makes some bitch. She's like, I loved your book. I loved it so much. And he's like happy. And then she's like, except
one huge problem.
You gave a girl a scrunchie. And he's like, huh?
She's like, you have your leading lady running all over town wearing a scrunchie in line at nice restaurants.
Which is ironic because if today there are scrunchies all over everywhere. The place. But Burger becomes a fucking infant child. And I'm like watching this
especially
happen.
Especially because she's clearly giving him shit about a very tiny thing. He's like, what are you talking and about? And he like shut. He
truly just like.
She's like in
down.
The bathroom when they're washing their faces. And here we see the flaw of his archetype of his like his work is his Achilles heel and all his self-deprecation is a front for the fact that he really feels super insecure about it and needs Carrie to like it.
And she's like, okay. And she's like, okay, moving on from the scrunchie. Can I read you my favorite part? And he just like,
he's like, I'm done talking about the book. Are we ordering in? Ugh.
And I'm like, fuck, that's so hot. You become like a fucking child.
Oh no.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm kidding.
I know.
Your deep sadness isn't sexy to me.
No. Miranda and Carrie are talking on the street and she's like, basically Miranda's like, listen, I used to pick at Steve about everything. His grammar, his dirty fingernails, and he has a new girlfriend for that now.
Debbie. And the way she says her name, it just like, mm-hmm. it's so real. Mm-hmm. I love her.
Carrie says, do you think Debbie picks at Steve? And Miranda says, it's in a women's DNA to pick. It's how we show our love, which I think is bullshit about emotional labor. And no, that's not it at all. If the cis men in people's lives just did their part without needing to be mommed.
Yeah. So it's stupid.
You feel like the mom, you don't want to fuck them, really.
Yeah. Know?
It's not the sexiest thing in the world. Anyway. She's like, I still haven't heard from the real estate guy, but it's fine.
She's like, Burger's changed my life. You have to keep him around.
Not that into me. Was this the inspiration for the film of a century? He's just not that into you?
No, that's based off a book.
I think it was based off this episode.
It definitely was the book inspired by this episode, maybe.
Yes. Miranda's like, you guys could laugh your way through anything about Burger. And Carrie's like, oh, I don't know. This might be
this
the thing.
This is a nightmare to me. So Carrie is sitting there, picking at her, tweezing her eyebrows in the mirror. She goes, one of the signs that a female gorilla is in love is that she can be seen picking nits off her male companion. She's tweezing. She looks at the tweezer. She looks at herself in the mirror as if to say, oh, I've just had a brilliant idea. And then gets up and walks over to the computer. Like, this is the dumbest filming I've ever seen. And then it's the worst, I wonder, in
it's
the history.
Real
ready?
Bad.
You go on.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. She's up. She's walking.
She's like, wow, I had that gorilla thing. It really makes me think.
Pants that were real big in the zero zeros.
And yet in humans.
Nitpicking can ruin a perfectly good man. Not to mention
a relationship. Women are known to be more verbal than men.
But when does criticism that's constructive
become destructive?
And she shakes her head to herself. Should I just shut the fuck
up? Are there times when women should just shut the fuck up?
Yeah, kill this. Kill it dead.
No!
Kill it dead into the ground.
No! No!
Do I smell a little internalized misogyny
I'm
in the morning?
I'm just like, what?
Yeah, no.
This woman is supposed to be an inspiration for women everywhere. Like, this show was so revolutionary in so many ways, even though, like, there are obviously problems. But at the time, like, in a time capsule, like, super revolutionary. And then 6 seasons in, you're like, maybe women just need to shut up.
Shut the fuck up, honestly.
Are you?
Because the man in her life shut down about a joke that she was like,
well,
cutely.
Carrie goes, I got all up on my sassy horse. And it's like, no. This man just told you that he loved you.
Also, your entire relationship is based off of sassy banter. It's entirely expected and part of what you do.
But I
that
also,
you would give him shit for something little
I
like
totally,
that.
I totally like understand where she's coming from in the sense that like I've definitely like said something with the intent of being
yes.
funny and it has not gone my
yes.
way.
Yes, but that happens with friends occasionally. You know, like that shit
and I
happens.
Guess, like, I understand that they're like tying into the don't shut the fuck up of the episode of like the cherry of it all. But it's just like, ugh.
I know. Also, she follows it up being like, in all seriousness, can I read you my favorite part? And he, which I think shows that like her intent truly was, you know, good. But yeah, it's, there's a miss between.
Oh, it's bad.
Yeah.
It is cute that the Sex and the City book is under the Pandora. And Charlotte is, like, not using a hammer correctly, no, but, just, like, all. She's hanging a mezuzah, and it's, like, mm-hmm. unk, tunk, one, two, three, like, hammer. But she's, like, ki-ki-ki-ko-ko-ki-ko-ki-ko-ko-ko.
And she, one of the neighbors sticks her head out, and Charlotte's like, good morning, I'm Jewish now, how are you? And the woman almost closes the door on her head, trying to remove it.
So then...
two women are on the street, being, like, having a conversation about a guy, like, I'm sure he'll call eventually. And she's on her BlackBerry and gets an email from the guy, which, hello, new technology. Look at her getting an email on her BlackBerry. It has a screen that looks like a T69 calculator, but it works. And she got the uncomfortable email that Berger had predicted. And the women are saying, it's like when they get busy, they say they'll call. Oh, I'm so stressed. And they don't call, but they will call. And his kitchen's being rewired. It's all so complicated. That's a 2-day process at least. Miranda steps up to the women. She's like, excuse me, I couldn't help it over here. And I hope what I'm going to say will save you a lot of time and energy.
He's just not that into you.
Just not that into you.
And these women kind of just stare at him.
She's like, She's like, so move on. Have a great day.
And she like walks away, flips her head. This is what Brendan Scannell just says for Halloween.
Oh, incredible. And the women are like, what a bitch.
This scene is also really.
Who the hell asked her?
This sounds like a bad improv scene.
Yes, it does. It does.
Okay, so Samantha is like dressed up again. So basically what happens is they're doing like a detective one.
And she's at the bar. She looks insanely good. I mean, what is this dress even?
He's so hot.
Yeah, he really is. He's a detective, Department of Homicide. I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you some questions.
And she orders them drinks and he's like, no, just a seltzer. And he's like, she's like, no, it's okay. And he's like, no, seriously.
You can drink on the job.
A seltzer. And he's like, Samantha, I'm in AA. And Samantha... leaves.
Yeah. First she tries to order it again. And then the thing is like that Carrie narrates is like Jerry had brought the one thing into the fantasy that Samantha couldn't handle, reality. And so she leaves.
And she does like, I have a big presentation in the morning. So we're getting this like
people lying
that Berger was like, if they say that, they're not into you.
Yeah.
This scene is very cute. Martha Jewart.
They cannot resist.
And so, like, they're wearing aprons and they're helping Charlotte cook. But Carrie's wearing hers over her boots.
I don't think we've seen her kitchen yet, and it's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening to Carrie. The challah.
Okay. You don't have to challah. It's funny because I'm pretty sure Cynthia Nixon is Jewish. I don't know if Sarah Jessica Parker is.
I don't think so,
but... Cynthia Nixon is definitely the only Jew in this room, and she's like, she
look
keeps
at her
making,
braiding that challah.
She makes, keeps making comments like, I don't know what that means. I don't know what this is. What's Shabbos?
They all just are so cute in their little, So they're flipping through her recipe book, and with Harry, she doodled.
So she just keeps writing Mrs. Harry Goldenblatt
and all of her
Charlotte.
Recipes.
Golden
two
Blatt.
Cups of Mrs. Harry York Goldenblatt. Did I miss something? Did you get married while I was at work? No, but that's where we're headed. You forgot Charlotte Yorkenblatt. And Charlotte says, actually, I've been making some calls and was wondering how you both felt about November.
November for what? She's like, my wedding. It's so weird.
It's very weird. Most of the synagogues are booked through the fall.
And Miranda starts to be like, has Harry proposed yet? And Carrie's like, don't push it. And she's like, no, he will.
Aren't you counting your matzo balls before they rise?
And Carrie's like, seriously, don't.
Miranda, zip the lip.
And Charlotte starts to go a little crazy. But
she
like,
does this whole, like, Carrie and I have an understanding about our future.
It's like, I wouldn't have converted if it wasn't.
It's meant to be.
It's beshert.
Yep. It's meant to be. I would never have gone through all this trouble if I didn't know for sure that we were getting married.
I just don't want to see you get hurt again, says Miranda, which is good.
Very reasonable.
This is hard.
It's weird. And Charlotte is going off the rails a little bit. We knew the timeline seemed odd, and it seems like now it's just that she wanted to get engaged. Samantha had no interest in seeing him again. However, when a certain government official called, she was more than happy to take a meeting.
So she sits down, and he's like, I changed my mind. I have a different idea for a role play, even sexier. And she's like, sexier than Secret Service?
Well, it could be, she says, I think, Secret Service sluts. Mm-hmm. And he says, I'm me. You're you. Miranda makes this like, ew, face. And he says,
like, he calls her out for bolting.
And he's like, what is up with that? And she says, Jerry, it is Jerry, isn't it?
I can't believe it's Jerry.
I'm afraid we want different things. You want to tell me all about you, and I don't want you to tell me all about you. It spoils the fantasy. He says that's harsh.
She's like, I'm harsh. I'm also demanding, stubborn, self-sufficient, and always right.
In bed, at the office, and everywhere else.
And he's like, I know.
I already knew that.
Like, she doesn't scare him. She doesn't. No, not at all. And it's really nice to see.
Yes. And I think that's what takes her by surprise so much.
He's like, let me tell you one thing about me. It's my last name. She's like, fine. She's like, it's Jared.
And she J-A-R-R-O-D.
She goes, your parents named you Jerry Jared.
Oh, J-E, sorry.
And he goes,
she says, no wonder you drank.
And he's like, right? And then they like.
There would still be accountants and other undercover agents in their future. But that night, Samantha and Jerry got off on playing themselves.
It's nice. So this
Carrie's is trying such to put scrunchy moment behind them. They're at a bar. Burger comes up to her and the woman in front of them has a scrunchie in her hair at this like nice bar. And Burger's like, Carrie, sorry, but I have to do this.
I believe what we have in front of us is a woman. And if correct me if I'm wrong, but we are in New York and
in the presence of a scrunchie.
And in a line at a hip downtown restaurant. And she's wearing a scrunchie. And Carrie's like
taking
it. She does
not appear to be washing her face.
And listening. And Carrie takes a sip of her champagne and goes, she's not from New York.
Which also he can joke about it when he thinks he's in the right. He just can't handle it when she says anything.
Which is indicative
he's
of
like,
him.
Tough break, Bradshaw.
We're starting to see the fractures in our precious Jack Burger.
I know. Oh, God. It didn't take long. It doesn't matter. Did they say how long the wait is going to be? And he goes, excuse me. Hi, I'm sorry to bother you. We were just wondering what part of New York you live in.
And she's like, oh my God, my stars. I'm from Georgia.
Macon, Georgia. Honey, those people thought I was from New York.
And Carrie's just like, haha. And takes a sip. And then the rest, again, and then he shuts down. Yeah, I don't know why this scrunchy thing is what gets him.
I don't either. Maybe because he had a lot of other insecurities, but he never thought about this one, you know, and he just like can't get over it.
Maybe. We'll see. So Miranda has a great time at this date with this boy man that Harry, that
this boy
Charlotte,
man that Harry Charlotte
set her up with, and she had a great time, and he's like, I really have to go. And she's
well,
like,
she says to him, like, do you want to get coffee around the corner?
He's like, I have to go.
I should call it a night.
And she's like, no, you're just not that into me. That's
I get
cool.
it. Totally fine. He's like,
no.
No,
no, no. I really, really have to go. And he's like,
I really am into
say
you.
Say it. Tell me why. And he's like, I have diarrhea and runs away.
They have this whole back and forth where she's like, no, it's okay. I just want you to be honest with me. And he's like, no, I'm super into you.
And Carrie's like, and that's the exception to the rule.
So Carrie's, they're eating at the dinner, at the place they finally sat down, and she's describing a bunch of things
all the
she
things
really
she
liked
loved
to
about
him.
The book.
And she's clearly being very sincere about it. And he is responding like an asshole, aka kind of not looking at her and doing a like,
But she's like, and she's like
face.
Overcompensating.
She is a little bit, but she also loved the book, as she said.
Yeah.
While I was working overtime. Charlotte's work was finally coming to an end.
Like, you don't have gefilte fish at Shabbat dinner. I keep thinking it's Shabbat. Shabbos dinner.
I think you're thinking of Shabbat, right?
I'm combining Shabbos and Shabbat to make Shabbat, but that's, like,
not
true.
A thing, right. He's like, this is phenomenal. And she says, I just need to get the candles, and then we can say the brucha.
The brucha.
Brucha. And the Mets game is on TV, and he mutes it so he can see it.
Male on TV.
Honey, please turn that off. We're about to
eat. She talks to him like he's a child.
Yes, she really
like,
does. It's
please
weird.
Turn that off right now. Dear.
She puts the veil on.
She says,
can't believe she made brisket.
She says the bracha very slowly, and it's like this is the prayer over the candles that you see, like with the hands
standing over the candles.
Yeah,
and he's watching the Mets game around her while she has her eyes covered, and then she takes them off, and she's like, this scene is excruciating.
Yeah.
She says, good Shabbos, sweetie.
And
they
she
kiss.
Like basically starts to be like, this is what I'm grateful for, blah, blah, blah. And he's like still watching TV on mute. And she catches him looking and is like, what are you doing? And he's like,
I mean, and at first he's like, what did I do to deserve you? This is truly amazing. Like he really gushes over it. You know, it's not like he hasn't paid any attention.
And she's like, about blessings.
Mm-hmm. You've been such a blessing to me.
And she's like, what are you doing? And he's like, it's a really, really important game. And she goes, I gave up Christ for you and you can't give up baseball.
And to his credit, Harry says, it's going to be a long life if you do this. Like, I gave up Christ for you and
take
you
out the
do
trash.
This. Yeah, exactly. Take out the trash. I gave up Christ for you. He says, let me watch this one pitch, please.
And she does it. And then she's like, she goes on this. She's just like,
she's like, cracks. Do you know how long it took me to prepare for this meal? I went to Zabar's every day this week. I had to make 30 matzo balls just to get the four that were the right size and shape.
Which is
that
insane.
Honestly, that's obsessive compulsive.
That's like horrible. Yeah. Like no one cares what your matzo ball looks
no.
like.
No. Like a maniac to convert to Judaism.
And
she
you
talks
haven't
about
even
rushing
proposed
through it.
To me.
Set the date. And he says, he's basically, well, so he's like, do you understand how crazy you sound? And she's like, you told me you couldn't marry me if I wasn't Jewish. So now I'm Jewish. So what are you waiting for?
And she's like, do you know how lucky you are to have me? Do you know what people think when they see us together?
Do you know how we look? And he says,
yeah, I didn't think that you thought about that.
Right. He's and like, then, I know what people are thinking. I just didn't think you were one of them.
And he's like, fuck this. I'm leaving.
I do not need to be here. And he doesn't. Finally, it was Charlotte who was on mute. Oh, yes. Whoa.
Evan Handler quit the Broadway show I Hate Hamlet mid-performance after his co-star Nicole Williamson hit him with a sword and chased him off stage. This situation was used as a plot in the NYPD Blue episode Cold Heaters.
Wow.
Funny, Cynthia Nixon played a Julie Taymor type in a Law & Order Criminal Intent about Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark.
Oh. Incredible. I love Broadway being the inspiration for a New York set television show.
And to think I bought a ring, he says.
Oh, which is just twist the knife and that Charlotte stabbed herself with. The Mets won that night 5-4, but Charlotte lost everything that mattered to her. Oh, I just remembered another hilarious part. And later on the corner of 73rd and Mea Culpa, you know, the scene where the dishwasher guy is spooning up the rice checks and he's putting them back in the box. It's perfection. She is laying it on a little thick at
yeah.
this point.
And she like, well, like presumably she's been doing this the whole, presumably right. she's been doing this the whole.
Thank you. I just wanted you to know how much I loved your book because I did. And I'm sorry I muddied it up with the whole scrunchie thing. It's not that big of a deal, says Berger, although clearly it fucking is. Not that big of a deal, you know, but it is a deal. And she's about to go upstairs and he's like, I think I'm going to call it a night. I got to get an early start tomorrow.
She's like, are you fucking kidding me?
And he's like, no, thanks for dinner. I'll call you tomorrow.
And she's like, this is a time when
a
New
York
woman
doesn't shut
up. Should not shut the fuck up. And she's like, wait a minute, Berger, wait.
Berger, 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 Berger. He really makes her chase him.
And she's like, what are you doing?
You can't just pull that line on me and walk away.
And he's like, my book sucks. Which, like, you think that she would know that his book got bad reviews. Like, they said, like, I just feel like.
She's like, obviously you're pissed and I'm sorry.
And he's like, she's like, we need to be able to communicate and say what's on our minds. If you thought I made some kind of mistake, I'd want you to tell me. But the scrunch thing is.
And then he goes, oh, nice hat.
And she goes, what?
She's wearing this ridiculous little froofy thing.
But it's very Carrie.
She walks away and pulls it off. And she's like, it's fabulous. And you just said that to hurt my feelings.
And he's like, well, that's how you made me feel the other night. And he's like, so now you can walk away? And she's like, yes, I can. He's like, well, I'm sorry, but what was I supposed to do with that scrunchy comment? I'm supposed to hop in my time machine and go back and fix my entire book? Like, the book is a failing.
Right.
It's not doing well.
Right. But it's obviously not because of the scrunchy. He's like, my book is a big fat fucking failure. And she says, wait, what? And I guess this is partially maybe being on internet culture is a little bit different. But yeah. You'd think she would have read his like reviews.
Or he would have been like, the
although I guess,
not-
where do you find it if you didn't read it in like a paper?
Or he would have been like, my girlfriend who I just told I love, like, my book's not getting good reviews.
Right.
Like
right.
You think he would have led.
Shared that with her. He's like, you're trying to pump me up all night just really made me feel like
and
shit,
she,
which I can understand.
Of course, but he hasn't told her
no.
any reason not to do that.
He's like, I'm sure this is
and
all very
puts,
sexy.
And she puts her hand on his mouth and goes, stop. I want to say something and I want you to listen. You are a beautiful writer.
I love you and I loved your book.
And I think you're very sexy. And you
no matter
and
what
he like,
you do.
And she's like, you can't make a joke right now. And moves her hand and goes, I got nothing. And then they go upstairs.
Yeah, she just takes control. And then she says, come on. Especially because he was going to do the exact thing he told her not to say. And then she makes some quip about
saying I
love
you
is easy.
What comes next is a little scrunchier. Come on.
It's good.
So
Harry hadn't called in 2 days, except to say he was sending someone over to pick up his TV.
And she, then the Carrie goes, "Ah, just what New York needs, another single Jewish girl." Kill me.
And the door closes.
Cut to the next morning. Carrie's brushing her teeth, and Berger comes in to wash his face, and hi.
He's like, "Hey, do you mind if I get wash in there and wash my face?" She says, "Not at all." And he bends over and he has a little scrunchie in his hair.
And they have like a very cute moment.
He, oh my God, where did you get that?
She goes, Macon, Georgia.
He says it, I think. Why do you want to try it on? You're going to look so pretty with this scrunchie on. And she screams and runs away.
She's like, "Hate you. I hate you so much."
Why is she sleeping in a bra and underwear and a slip? It's so weird. Ugh. Anyway, incredible.
Anyway, that's the episode. Brugeet.
Yeah.
Who did you resonate with?
I resonated with Miranda. That's funny. Miranda, for sure. Because I think I like write myself off often very fast in situations like that. I kind of am at the point where I'm like, and have been for a long time, like, I'm just not sure I'm everyone's speed, you know? But, yeah. Carrie, I suppose, a smidgey. She does a good job of, like, reining it back in at the end. Yeah. But the whole kind of conceit of the question is just so stupid. There's really no resolution to it except, now I shouldn't shut up now. Now that my man is walking away from me like a child.
It's so stupid.
I know. What about you?
Carrie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just like, I all of her tendencies, the like, I spoke too much, I'm speaking too much.
Yeah.
I'm too sassy. I'm just like, I'm very much Carrie.
Yes.
And that's all.
Yes.
Hundo P.
Yeah. Ploppability?
I think like, except for like what you said about social media, I think it's pretty ploppable actually.
Right, about the reviews being like online and having like people feedback on Twitter and shit.
Yeah, I think like in terms of, I feel like the marriage thing is just like not as imminent.
No. I don't know. I mean, Charlotte seems
just like above our age bracket.
Yeah, but also just like it's a little, it all just went so fast and she just went so overboard. That's like
what she does.
I know. It is. It is what she does. But I have a feeling Harry's gonna, I don't know what,
maybe stick it out.
Hey, look what's right there in the middle of the screen.
I know, Shrek.
Shrek looking at us.
Shrek looking at us.
Hey, baby.
Looking at so, you, looking at me. I love Shrek.
It's so good.
Ogres are like onions.
They stink.
They have layers. That was my Shrek impression.
That was beautiful.
No, it was bad.
Can I ask you what your delta up and down is?
Yeah.
Great.
I'm old. My delta ups. My delta ups. Yeah, are just like this whole
thing. Yeah.
Alex and Dylan, I love you. I'm so proud of you. Dylan does not listen to the podcast. No. Alex does.
Hello.
So we love you. You're the best brother around.
Straight from the heart.
And I love you very much. And I'm very proud of you. And Dylan, though you do not listen, we're very proud of you as well.
Alex, congrats on sharing some excellent traits with Jackie Robinson.
Oh my gosh, yes. You have 3 of the 8. And then my delta down is that I think I'm just like going through puberty again.
Yes, the wonderful mid-20s puberty.
I have pimples and I've never had pimples.
Wow.
And it's like,
upsetting.
And like, I think this one up here was like an irritation, but it's like, I have like a Orion's belt and it's just like, this one I think is like, I don't know.
Fun.
It's awful.
What a delightful
and
adventure.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, no.
And I just
I
like.
I would not either, honestly.
I think I'm just like.
Blech.
Blech. And I'm just like, I should, like, deal with the situation that I'm sort of just, like, choosing to ignore, but I, like, can't fully ignore it because I, like, have.
Yeah, maybe it'll resolve itself.
I hope so. I don't know. I feel weird about it all, but. I don't care.
I know.
Anyway, you?
Me. My delta down. I'm just tired.
I'm just tired
in my bones. My delta up is, I just like, this is a fun month. You know, it's just like a nice month packed full of good things to look forward to. And
yeah.
It's fun to be busy and have festive things to do. Mm-hmm. And these events were fun. And I'm glad to see you tonight.
I'm glad to see you tonight.
Yeah.
I'll see you Thursday.
Thursday? Oh, yeah. The Acast holiday party. This will come out on that day. How fortuitous.
Miss Bridget?
Yes.
How might I follow you on social media?
Well, if you'd like to hear more, read more bangers like the one I read
which I
out
do
myself and then laughed about earlier on this very podcast, you can find me on Twitter at Mrs. Burt Macklin. And you can now very occasionally apparently find me on Instagram. It's been a minute. But I'm there and I'm there. You know, I'm there at BridgetM37. Find me. Brooke?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Where can I find you on social media?
Hi. You can find me on Twitter sparingly, at Brooke_Wiseman. You can find me more frequently on Instagram at Brooke_Wiseman, no underscore. And if you put an underscore, I will sniffle into your ear while you sleep because I have a little cold.
Sniffle into your ear. Oh.
A whole
purgatory
night.
Wow.
A whole night.
That's the darkness you have in your heart there, madam.
Collectively, we are at Splat Podcast on Instagram, on Twitter.
At gmail.com. Please rate, review, subscribe.
5 stars. Add a review. Subscribe.
Love us. Talk to us. Thank you for the suggestions and the tweets and the love.
We've got some fun stuff cooking. Bridget sent me a text.
We've said that, but the pot is now on the stove and the ingredients are in.
We have thrown some ingredients in. You've got some great content coming for you. And it's not another photo shoot. Don't worry.
We would never make you look at any photos of us ever.
If you listen to this podcast and you take photos and you want to hang out with us and take photos of us.
Brooke's going to immediately revoke what she just said. What do we need photos for?
What don't we need photos for?
We're almost done.
Shh.
Brooke just fully threw something at me.
I have to go.
Okay. Well, that's it. That's all she wrote.
We shouldn't end a podcast in a fight.
This is a conflict-free podcast. I love you.
Bye.
Adieu.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.